Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We share them with you for free. Now, the one thing, the major feature of the site is that you are allowed to submit content to the front page of freetalklive.com. Now, everybody else gets to vote on it. You get to vote on things as well. Vote up what you like, vote down what you don't. If you choose, you may do so at freetalklive.com. And then find something you want to share online, share it with us over at freetalklive.com. If you think something is interesting, outrageous, fun, newsy, whatever you think our listeners and the hosts of the show would enjoy, you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com. It is voted on, and we might just talk about it on the radio waves. We're going to talk about the Washington State medical marijuana raids. But first, Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Frank.
Very interesting today about Bradley Manning. I just wanted to say a couple things about that. But regarding Bradley Manning, it's good that he wasn't, you know, found guilty of espionage. But what's incredibly tragic is the fact that it really does squelch government officials and military people from reporting misconduct and high criminal activity within those organizations.
Now, is that really a big change? That just doesn't happen anyway, does it?
It is a big change because if you look back to Vietnam and the last major military court-martial, Lieutenant Talley in the My Lai massacre. After that, there were specific things in the military code that enlisted men and officers had to report, you know, if they saw, you know, crimes against humanity or different things. But all that has been negated with our, you know, illegal, non-constitutional foreign wars. And as I said, I look to, you know, George W. Bush and, you know, Obama right now with the destabilizations and the destruction of sovereign states. With Obama, we have the extension of Bush's Afghanistan and Iraq, Libya, Tunisia, Yemen, and 4 years of covert war against the Syrian government, which is legitimate and sovereign. And, you know, it's just an obscenity. We are a lawless nation, and it was most telling when Jimmy Carter spoke about Snowden in Der Spiegel, the German magazine.
That's right. Did you hear about that, Ian? What did he say?
None of the
Jimmy Carter said that the U.S. no longer has a functioning democracy.
Correct. But also, none of the major media reported it. So in a sense, the media has a specific geopolitical bias. And if you want to discover what's actually happening, one has to put in some time and read maybe 20 or 30 papers from around the world on the Internet. You know, allocate 2 hours a day to do that, just to sort of be aware of what's happening in the United States.
Well, I'm glad we have you out there, Frank, to do that for me, because I certainly don't have 2 hours a day to read newspapers.
I think what Frank is saying is patently ridiculous, because I found out about that baby that that lovely lady in England was having, and, you know, that's international news.
It is. But regarding Snowden, one thing that I think Snowden has done, and what's interesting, everything that Snowden and Bradley Manning are accused of, you know, making public. You have to understand that, you know, the Israeli government has direct access to all of the NSA information because they have the codes, they have the system that the U.S. government contracted. So in a sense, you have the units 8200 in Herzliya of the Israeli Army Signals Intelligence that has access to all of the information in real time. And what's intriguing right now is the fact that I think maybe Snowden released the military plans that the Pentagon had been working on. It's called RNC, regarding the war with China. And I think that could be most interesting. But enough said. Thank you.
Frank, thank you for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. There's always a very international flavor to Frank's calls. Somebody who pays attention worldwide.
You know, I think So when you look at these circumstances, a lot of people would have you believe that we need to keep certain secrets now. Like the United States' plans to attack China would need to be kept secret now because that would affect foreign relations with China and that this is important. It's not important the United States might be planning that attack. Of course they are. But that history will allow people to look back and learn from these things. But I would contend that they don't. The fact is the vast majority of people who are listening to me say this have never heard that the United States during the 1930s, this is between World War I and World War II, was planning an invasion of Canada. Like, that was really part of their plan. Yes, I've talked about it on the air. If anybody's heard about it, they've heard about it because I've talked about it, likely.
Apparently, I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Well, I don't expect you to. You're kind of the dolt that just keeps things going here. But, you know, the United States was planning an attack on Canada. You think that anybody from Canada seems to care these days? I mean, they're not holding it against the United States that they found out that 80 years ago the U.S. was planning an attack. Oh, we find that out. That's released finally. No big deal. Well, it would have been a darn big deal if they would have found that information out in 1930, whatever it was, 4, 5, 6. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big deal. So yeah, it's important that people inside the government, once they try the chain of command and that doesn't work, which is exactly what Snowden did, that they be able to release this information to the public. Because ultimately the public is supposed to be the government in this setup that this constitution that we have.
You only had 30 members of the public show up to Brad Manning's his verdict today.
Well, you do see that the Snowden releases did garner a lot of attention. And half of Americans
support
him. Sure,
but how many people would come out to Snowden's sentencing if he were being sentenced here?
Well, most people, they consider their government to not have their consent any longer. This is an organization of people that acts without their consent.
Mm-hmm.
The polls show that 85% of Americans are dissatisfied with the work of Congress.
Yeah,
they don't
keep paying their taxes.
This is a criminal gang. Of course they do.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous criminal gang.
Yep, that's true. Unfortunately, though, as long as people continue to be afraid of these people, then nothing's going to change.
Well, I'm afraid that's... I'm not going to call that inaccurate.
You're not going to be able to beg lower taxes from Washington, D.C. You're not going to be able to beg them to stop putting regulatory burdens on your businesses. They're never going to stop. The only time they'll ever stop is if they become so insolvent financially that they can't further operate, that they don't have the money to cut checks to their employees. That's the only time they'll stop regulating, controlling, and taxing you is when they fail completely. And maybe that day is coming. Hopefully it'll be here sooner rather than later, but they've got the magic of the printing press to stave off that future for quite a long time.
The magic of the printing press is what's going to cause that future.
It's going to cause the future, but it will also stave it off for a period of time. They've been pretty good at managing to avoid any kind of hyperinflation. As long as they can avoid hyperinflation, the scam can go on for a long time.
Yeah, indeed.
So.
Yep. Rothbard, in his America's Great Depression, in his book America's Great Depression, he talked about an inflationary period during the, gosh, I don't remember, it was the 20s or something, but the prices were the same, but productivity was going through the roof, so prices should have been plummeting, but they stayed the same.
I see.
And so if you look at, we have nominal inflation. You can go and you can see that the portion sizes are being reduced.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
the prices are inching up.
I remember when bread, this was in the mid-90s, bread was $1 a loaf.
What's it now?
It's like $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty darn big increase. Cigarettes, which was another thing that I remember from the mid-90s, $2 a pack, are now $7 or $8 or $9 a pack. Now, obviously, there's some taxes in there, but it is a picture. Gasoline in 1998, I remember buying gasoline at 89 cents a gallon in Union, South Carolina.
I remember it, too.
Now, I did pick the lowest time in the lowest state, but I remember it. And it's $4 a gallon now. That's a big difference.
Sure is. $8.55, $4.53. So you're right, Johnny Ray. The standard of living for everybody is going down slowly over time as your money buys less and less.
And I'm pretty sure per capita productivity is still going up at a good clip.
855 453 is toll-free. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Features on our site do include archives, so you can go back almost as far as you would like. Way back, all the way to 2006. All of it is completely free. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as many archives as would please you. And each archive does have our SoundCloud player built right into it, or each archive page has that player built in. You can use the player to play back the audio, to download the file, and to share it on your favorite social bookmarking website. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver for a variety of different reasons, whether your reason is having a barter currency in case things go poorly, or just, in, you know, right now. Maybe you want to do business in gold and silver today and support real money, commodity-based currencies. You can do that by getting what I've got is a bunch of mercury dimes. When it comes with a mercury dime, people immediately understand the value of it in the sense that it is valuable, not maybe, you know, to the penny what it's worth as far as silver goes. You have to educate people as far as that goes. But it has a sort of inherent numismatic value even to the uninitiated. And you're able to do business with mercury dimes if, you know, if the person's willing. Right off the bat, because I think people find them to be valuable. They say to themselves, well, you know, I'll just buy these out of the till or whatever. So you can do business today in silver if you want just by going to gold.freetalklive.com, and there's the survival bag of 1,000 mercury dimes there. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, those silver dimes are great. I want to get some. I don't have any, but it's the first step if you want to start getting your savings in something of value like silver, then those dimes are an excellent way to start.
There are silver Eisenhower dimes too, and I don't like those as much because they are not as obviously silver dimes. Do you know what I mean?
No, got no idea.
Okay, so you know what a dime looks like?
Yes, sir.
I believe that's called the Eisenhower dime, because that is Dwight D. stamped into it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So there are dimes that look like that that are actually made of silver because they were made before 1965 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So the two of them comparably look rather similar, especially if they're not right next to each other. So then you have to kind of sell the person that this one is worth more than the other one that they, you see, they see one dime and it's worth 10 cents. The other dime is actually worth like $2.50.
All right, I missed something. You're saying that these silver dimes are visibly different from
these
the
dimes.
These
are mercury dimes. And it's not actually Mercury as Lady Liberty who's on the head of it, but she looks like, you know, the Greek god Mercury on these mercury dimes. And they are clearly and obviously different. They are usually somewhat worn because they're older. They have a different head on them, but they're recent enough in people's, they sort of exist in people's minds. You can show that they're U.S. currency. So people know that this is a silver dime and that it's worth more. You can tell them, look, this dime's worth, and I don't know precisely, but what the value is of a silver dime at this moment, but $2.10. $2.50. I don't know. You can say, this dime's worth $2.50. I'd like to pay you in silver dimes. And many people will do business with you that way. Mm-hmm. And that's a way to use real money when you do business today.
Yeah, I love the dimes myself. I think they're nice small denominations. So, you know, one of the problems with having an ounce of silver is, you know, it's $20 or $30 typically, depending on the price of silver. But a dime, you know, maybe $2 or something like that. $2.03. Yeah. I think it was $1.40 something last time I looked.
Yep, you can just go ahead and get some right now at gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and speaking of silver, you've got an interesting Edgington postmark that I was involved in today that will be coming out soon.
As soon as you get the computers fixed here in the studio.
Yeah, well, there's some sort of internet.
I don't want to hear your excuses. I don't want to hear them.
Anyway, we're going to be talking with you. You haven't heard it yet, listener, but you will later at the Free Talk Live archives or on our podcast, because whenever you have subscribed to the podcast, you always get every episode of the Edgington Post automatically. And one of those upcoming episodes is going to be with the gentleman who created the new Liberty Dollar. Now, this is a collectible silver piece that is pretty great, at least from what we can tell. We actually haven't had them in our hands yet, but we're looking forward to doing just that. And he's got a cool announcement about a Bitcoin piece that he's going to be coming out with here soon. So that's pretty exciting. NewLibertyDollar.com is their site. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I said I'd have news about the marijuana raids in Washington. The story is from NBC News, where federal agents have raided several medical marijuana dispensaries. This was about a week ago. in Washington, a state which has just decriminalized the drug last year. The DEA's Seattle office confirmed in a brief statement that several search warrants were executed involving marijuana storefronts in the Puget Sound region around Seattle. It gave no further details, and the number of raids remained unclear Wednesday evening. One of the dispensaries was the Bayside Collective in Olympia, the state capital where seven government vehicles converged Wednesday morning. Agents with guns drawn seized business records and about $2,500 worth of marijuana intended for cancer patients, according to Casey Lee, who works at the clinic. She said, "It's humiliating. They don't get to see the cancer patients." Washington was one of the first states to legalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana last year, but it remains illegal under federal law, and Lee claimed that one of the agents told him, "Things are going to be hell for you."
I wonder what would happen in this circumstance if a store owner defended their store with deadly force.
They would probably be put to death on the spot.
Probably on the spot if they were able to the fact is that you can hire enough people that will to be able to defend your storefront from a federal raid in Washington, or at least the first one or two, before they just start bringing in the National Guard to do a raid. But the first one or two, you could have a security force on site. I just wonder what it would be like if they defended with deadly force, because it's a state.
It'd be horrifying.
States charge people with murder. The federal government doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Murder is a state charge. So in the state, it is illegal. It's legal to have, they were performing a robbery by state definition.
Even one of the DEA agents admitted it. He allegedly said, quote, "This is your second raid and your third robbery. Why do you keep doing this?" This was what one of the DEA agents asked to one of the folks running the clinic. She said, "I just told him it's because we enjoy helping people." And he told us he wasn't expecting that answer.
Of course.
So even this guy admits it.
Right. This guy's doing it for the money.
Yep.
He knows why he's going in and sticking guns in the normal people's faces, women's faces. He knows why he's there. He knows he's an armed robber. He's doing it for the paycheck. It hurts soul to do this. You know that this guy did not enter the whatever federal policing agency.
DEA, yeah, he did enter the DEA to go after.
Not initially.
Drug users.
I don't think he got into that organization because he's a scumball, but he knows he is now.
Okay, maybe so. Maybe he believed in the war on drugs when he first went in. I think most of them probably do. I mean, they take the propaganda.
You watch enough stories about drug dealers, and these are bad guys. And a lot of times when you're talking about DEAs going after people who are moving weight, you're talking about bad people. But now the DEAs realize, oh, my God, there's a bunch of drug dealers just sit there with a door open, and we can steal money from them.
$2,500 worth of marijuana? That's chump change. I mean, that's a few ounces worth.
Free money for the DEA.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts welcome.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you would like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And we've got a bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. Do that for free, of course, like everything on our site. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
QuantumVibe.com is an online web comic that's updated daily. It's in color, and it's a great story. It's science fiction-based. It's about a young woman 500 years in the future. She's from a voluntarist sort of space city near the moon kind of thing floating around out there. And she's, as she travels around the solar system through the various settled and increasingly statist worlds, and she encounters extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that'll help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. But that's what they hope. Go check it out, quantumvibe.com. If you are a reader of Quantum Vibe, get Quantum Vibe Volume 1, the hard copy of the comic strip. They, Scott Beazer took the first 400 strips, put them in a book. It's a great book, and it really is a different experience reading the story again when you're able to hold it in your hand. It's quantumvibe.com.
We've been talking about the DEA raiding some medical marijuana facilities in Washington. There's an update to that story from, I believe, king5.com, Seattle area. Source tells the U.S. Attorney's Office, or source in the U.S. Attorney's Office tells King 5 News that only four pot dispensaries were raided. They say the raids were a continuation of an investigation that became public in 2011 when the DEA raided several pot dispensaries. The raids were not the federal government making a statement about pot use in Washington, says the source. They claim that the raids involved people incriminated in 2011 who did not plead or go to trial. None of that makes any sense to me. People incriminated in 2011 who did not plead or go to trial. Generally, if you don't plead, you go to trial. So I don't really know.
They could be just suspects, people of interest that didn't go any further?
I guess, but it just, I don't think the journalist understands what they were told by the source in this particular case, because to me that doesn't make sense. If you're given the choice to plea in a case, that means you've been charged. You don't put a plea in if you haven't been charged with something. So
makes sense to
if
me.
You don't plea, then you generally are, they put in a not guilty plea on your behalf, and they force you into a trial at that point. So I don't really know what they're getting at here. It sounds like they're saying that, oh, well, we only raided these people as a continuation of an investigation from 2011, but we're okay with you guys smoking pot. We just wanted to steal some pot from some shops. So that's what they did. Of course, they didn't bring anybody up on charges. When they went into these shops in Washington, these four that were raided, nobody was arrested. And that's what they did in Washington, excuse me, in California as well. And I haven't heard the story happening in California recently, but that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened.
Doing it over and over again.
It just means that we may not be hearing about it because it's so commonplace. It'd be interesting to hear from somebody who might be in the industry down in California to let us know if this is still a concern. Because apparently it's a concern in Washington, where the way it works is they come in, as they pointed out here, with guns pointed at these staff members who, these people's job is to service folks in wheelchairs, to service sick people. They're not packing a shotgun behind the counter ready to blast the first federal agent that comes through the front door. But yet the feds come in with guns aimed at everybody as though, you know, they're going to have some sort of shootout with the, you know, the stoners behind the counter. And it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure that the boss advises them the same way they advise anybody with, you know, during an armed robbery. Give them what they want and let them go on their way.
Yeah, I mean, it's better to give up $2,500 in pot than to lose your life. That's for
sure.
They
probably got some cash, too, right?
It didn't make that clear. They probably did. Yeah, it did say they got $2,500 in pot. So, yeah, we don't know how much cash they took away.
I mean, they generally take the money that's there, too.
Well, if they're smart.
This is a quick hit for the DEA.
It's a quick hit, yeah, and they hit four of them at once, basically. So
they just hop back in the van and go on down the road?
Quick $10,000 for them or whatever it was. You know, let's say they got $25,000 on
average. I wonder what they would do. You know, I guess the best defense is that they make some network where these organizations can contact each other, you know, sort of wire them up and then hit a button when the DEA agents come through, and then everybody can just shut down.
Well, certainly I
would. The DEA, if it's been 2 hours, they're just going to go back to the station if they can't, you know, they're not going to go after you.
Certainly I would hope that they are like a lot of restaurants and a lot of businesses doing multiple cash deposits in their bank per day.
I would imagine.
Rather than keeping as much cash on, you know, keeping a day's worth of cash on hand, if you can go down, if your bank is nearby and you can go 3-4 times a day, then it's less likely that they're going to get a big take if they come in at any given point in time. So it's,
or you can have the, you know, sometimes the safes can be off, can be on site, but not openable. You know, if the owners, the owner's got the key. I don't care where you point that gun. Mm-hmm. I don't have a key.
According to the story here at King 5, they said these search warrants were issued, and what we heard from a DEA agent that talked to one of my clients that was at the scene was that there were 18 targets or 18 places that they were going to hit. Turned out it ended up being four. The DEA would not confirm or deny any of that. One of the employees said that it's humiliating and that you can't tell me that there aren't bigger fish to fry, especially now that recreational marijuana is legal. It's just to me inconceivable that this is still happening. And in the case of one of these shops, they knew when he saw the badges that it was yet another raid. He thought his marijuana collective was getting robbed again when he saw seven vehicles speeding into his parking lot. But when he saw the badges, that's when he figured out it was the police again. So this is not the first time it's happened to these shops. They heroically continue to open up, to reopen for business, to help these sick people who are just trying to get their medicine, and these thugs in the DEA coming in there and trying to stop that. It's been happening in California. Now it's happening in Washington. And almost every time, they never charge anybody. They just come in, they take the pot, they take the cash, and that's it. And there's no consequence to these people. Now, you talked about, Mark, you talked about the store owners fighting back. Now, of course, that's going to result in the imminent
demise. I asked a question. I wonder what would happen.
I didn't say you advocated it. We're talking about it. And that probably isn't going to work out very well. But what if along with marijuana decriminalization, what if the state government actually passed some sort of protection law? What if the state government...
Well, the state cops, I don't know if the state cops helped in this. They did do that for a time in California. But the state police and the local police should arrest these DEA agents if they see them.
For robbery?
I mean, they should... I'm sorry.
Armed robbery.
What would they do? What would the police do if they saw somebody, you know, armed up with semi-automatic weapons, robbing a store of any other nature in their town? They would
bring out the SWAT team.
They'd probably shoot first and ask questions later, but they defer to these people. The police, you could believe, were nowhere to be found.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, the ranks of the federal police agencies, don't you usually kind of make your way up from city to state to federal?
Many would love to.
It's like that's kind of the natural hierarchy. So they're not going to be arresting federal agents if they're looking to them for inspiration and that's where they want to be themselves. They want to be their friends.
Yeah, well, not all of them get along, Johnny Ray. I mean, there's infighting within even the state governmental bureaucracies.
That's certainly true.
The state police and the local cops, they kind of, now I'm sure some of it's a bit of good-natured ribbing, but from what I understand, some of it is genuine animosity between the different organizations.
I saw a fascinating...
They don't get along as well as you might think.
No, I saw a great documentary about that several years ago. It was called Super Troopers. Have you ever seen that?
It's not a documentary. It's a comedy film.
Oh.
But there is some evidence for
it's
that.
A cop. That means we made it extra good.
Oh, yeah. I don't really remember. It's been a long time for me. But there are infighting. They have even names that they call each other, you know, like make fun of, kind of, you know, call somebody a name sort of names. So the police don't necessarily get along, and I think that's probably true of the DEA with the other cops. I don't know, man. If you pass some kind of protection law that says that if the DEA sets foot in New Hampshire, they'll be arrested. Or I guess you couldn't do that because of the federal drug laws, but... You know, maybe if they try to shut down a marijuana dispensary or something like that, then they could be arrested.
I'll just tell them it's robbery, because that's what it is.
855.
It's no different than robbery.
453. You take control here. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. does. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders and preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. You can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there in a variety of different ways. If you appreciate the show and you want to support Free Talk Live, you can send us some Bitcoin via the Bitcoin tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And you'll find our Bitcoin address there. Twitch, you may send whatever amount that you choose, because Bitcoin, that thing can break down into something like 8 decimal places. And it could go further if they reprogram the software to make it go further. Bitcoin is an incredible decentralized currency that actually allows you to send money, send value from yourself to whomever you'd like around the world, even anonymously. You have to take a few extra steps to do it anonymously, but you can. And it's so useful because it cuts out the middleman. It cuts out the banks. It cuts out the governments of the world. The banks and governments have zero control over Bitcoin. Now, in theory, a bank could decide to start accepting Bitcoin. I don't know if we've seen that happen yet. I certainly haven't heard of it happening, but it could happen. So there's no reason why a corporation like, say, WordPress or Mega or what's another one that's been accepting Bitcoin? Gift. There are great companies out there that have decided to start accepting Bitcoin, but nobody's in charge of Bitcoin. None of them can pull a switch and turn it off. There's a decentralized network of people who support Bitcoin, who are working on Bitcoin, who are working to improve Bitcoin, and who are making sure that the service continues on. And it's incredible. They're, what, around $90 today? Something like that? 90, 95?
I saw them up at 105.
Yeah, today? I saw it at 101.
Yeah. Okay. It's nice to know you're keeping up here. Yeah.
Well, I look at a different index than you. I look at the BTCE, and I think you look at MTGOX.
Yeah, generally that's the case.
Yeah, I don't like the MTGOX. I don't use them.
Well, they are the largest by a long shot. You take all the other exchanges, you add them up, MT Gox kicks him in the pants.
Yeah. Do you use them, though?
What do you mean?
Yes. Do you use them? You do. Okay.
I do.
I used them once upon a time, a long time ago, but never since then. Anyway, so there's different indexes, different places where you can get the latest Bitcoin price. Once you've got some Bitcoins, you can send them to us at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can also go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to learn more about Bitcoins, like from weusecoins.com, which is a great introductory site. And blockchain.info is where you want to go to get your first Bitcoin wallet. And Johnny Ray, did you tell us that you have a blockchain wallet?
Yeah, I sure do. I've got... I have multiple blockchain wallets.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Why so many?
Well, one of them I use that's got the mass of my Bitcoin mm-hmm. savings. I'd like to turn that into a paper wallet or something I can just put in Ian Freeman's FireSafe lockbox and have Ian have custodianship of that for me. And then... And hold that, and then for the rest, have, you know, buy a little, spend it, maybe buy some more, put it in a paper wallet, get Ian Freeman to have custodianship of it for me.
I don't know why you're so trusting of me, but I do appreciate it, Johnny Ray.
Well, it's more, Ian, that Johnny Ray just can't have nice things.
What is that supposed to mean? Why would you say that about yourself?
Well, I've lived with myself for about 36 years,
yeah.
And I know how I am. I write down passwords and identifiers and stuff, and I'll spill a gallon of milk on it someday.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yep. Now, earlier you were talking about the 8 decimal places, and I was in a conversation with an old friend of mine about Bitcoins, and he said they were elitist.
And
elitist, that they would never gain acceptance because they were only for the developed world.
That's the absolute opposite of that.
Well, yeah, that was my take on it, too. And one part of that is the incredible divisibility of it into the tiniest units. And the network is very inexpensive to run. You can make the microest of microtransactions, and overhead costs are not going to be a barrier for the poor to get into this game.
Right. We actually talked about a story out of Kenya just a few weeks ago.
M-Pesa.
What was it called?
M-Pesa.
Okay.
M-Pesa was the mobile payment system that had somebody on it doing Bitcoin-related stuff.
There was, I think it's something like one-third of Kenyans have this mobile payment system on their phone, and now all of them will have access to Bitcoin. So it's incredible how useful Bitcoin can be to people in developing economies, because anything that can put people past the banks and past the government currencies puts more value in everybody's pocket. And blockchain.info allows you to get your first Bitcoin wallet, get it free, makes it easy to do, and makes it so you can have it on your phone at any time. You've got access to your Bitcoins. You can send them, receive them with Android or iPhone with the blockchain app. So get it.
Pretty much the safest online wallet you can get to, blockchain.info.
Yeah, and it's encrypted as well. You know, since we're talking about Bitcoin, we'll get to another DEA-related story, Johnny Ray, that you're going to share here in hour number 3. But since we're talking about Bitcoin, the number one story right now at freetalklive.com, according to your votes, is Thailand has banned using Bitcoin in any way. This according to ArsTechnica.com. Bitcoin startup based in Thailand now says that it has suspended all operations because the Bank of Thailand, and I'm guessing that's a government-run bank, has effectively banned Bitcoins in the Southeast Asian country. As Bitcoin Co. Ltd. reports, at the conclusion of the meeting, senior members of the Foreign Exchange Administration and Policy Department advised that due to the lack of existing applicable laws, capital controls, and the fact that Bitcoin straddles multiple financial facets, the following Bitcoin activities are illegal in Thailand. Buying Bitcoins, selling Bitcoins, buying any goods or services in exchange for Bitcoins, selling any goods or services for Bitcoins, sending Bitcoins to anyone located outside of Thailand, receiving Bitcoins from anyone located outside of Thailand.
So I have read a blog post on this, and basically it's like they have so little power or control that it wouldn't matter.
Well, how would they prove, I mean, that you've been doing these things? They would have to find your computer. They'd have to...
I think it's great. It's great because what it does is it just goes ahead and shows how powerless governments are to rail and complain about alternative currencies like Bitcoin or silver or gold or whatever. I mean, they can't prove anything.
Okay, yeah, I mean... You can look at it from that perspective, but ultimately the people that are trying to do business are going to be screwed by this.
But it's great, though, that it happened in you know, some little backwater country like Thailand, because it gets to show just how tyrannical such an action is.
I have a source near Bangkok who says the Thais like to control their currency value a lot, so I can't see them going for something like Bitcoin. They're big on controlling capital flows, too.
Well, all governments are big on control. It's just that with Bitcoin, it gets to be very difficult to control people. And even if they do end up outlawing Bitcoin, it still can't stop Bitcoin because they can't track down Bitcoin. They can't attack Bitcoin in the same way that they can't attack the torrent network.
You know, the story is like Thailand's loss.
But do you know that Bitcoin and the Thai baht are the same symbol?
Oh, you're talking about the shorthand for the Thai baht is the B with the $2 sign through. Things or the
well,
the,
it just it,
you call it?
I think that the Thai baht has one slash through it, and
Bitcoin has two.
But a lot of people use. I will contend that those slashes are just how many you want to put in the B. So okay. It's almost a counterfeit issue too.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
There's a certain level of confusion, and I imagine, by the looks of it, the Thai government is none too pleased that essentially the Bitcoin community co-opted their little
symbol.
Currency symbol for their stuff. And at this point, Bitcoin as an economy is bigger than the Taiwanese government. I mean, so the Bitcoin
Thai, not Taiwanese.
Okay, whatever. The Thai. The
whatever.
Thai,
come the on, Thai, Mark.
What? I don't think I'm that far off. I don't think that's historically an inaccurate statement. It's probably been used many times.
Well, it could be like calling the Americans the Mexicans or the Canadians.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean. So anyway, the fact is that there are more businesses done in Bitcoin than it is done in baht. So I imagine that probably upsets them too. They're just going to have to rename their currency.
It appears to be the first time that any country has outright banned the digital cryptocurrency. Further, it remains unclear exactly how Thailand would even enforce such a ban. Ars Technica has been able to confirm the ban with the Bank of Thailand. When this ban goes into effect, has been unable to confirm the ban. When the ban goes into effect and how the decision came about, bank representatives did not immediately respond to Ars's request for comment. Jerry Brito, a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, said by email that a ban would not surprise me, since Thailand has never been shy about censoring the Internet in the name of public order and morals.
You're right, by the way, Johnny Ray.
Sorry. What's he right about? Can you make that clear?
Taiwan. Taiwanese as opposed to Thai.
Of course Johnny Ray's right. When has he been wrong?
Go back to reading the article.
Many, 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 many times. A commenter, when I was reading about this story, said that's kind of the difference between a country like Thailand and a more liberal country. And I think he used the U.S. That's probably not the best example. But in Thailand, you don't do it until the government explicitly says, yes, this is legal. And in the free place, you do it until the government says it's illegal or something like that.
Toll-free number 855. 450 free still to come. The DEA locks up a young man without food or water, and it goes to court. We'll give you the details here. Hour 3 is on the way. Take control of the airways. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the fake. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. ShinyBadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.